Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's welcome in Trista Craig.
TK.
What's good, man?
What up, y'all?
They let you in the podcast studio this time.
Your hair looks great today, too, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Something looks different. Is it the hair? Something's different. Is it because the hair is dropping down in front of the cheekbones? Like, something looks a little different.
Are the cheekbones popping a little bit?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
It's probably just getting shredded, just getting a little more shredded.
Okay. All right.
Maybe it's down. I don't have a lot of weight in my face, but maybe down a pound or two. Just
okay.
Gets it right out. Maybe it's the lighting. Could be the lighting.
I don't know. You could cooking though.
The hair looks.
Could be the fact that I didn't have any time to darken up the eyebrows. The eyebrows are looking a little bright, a little light bright. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Don't know.
Look good.
What's
right.
up?
Good, as always.
Ain't nothing.
You got the Owen. I know you don't mess around. Yeah, I know. I have to have abandoned ship on the Owen. I went with the Fair Life.
It's tough.
I was getting nauseous from it.
It doesn't make me nauseous. It's just not good. But yeah. I got to keep the protein intake high.
Got to keep the protein up.
We got goals. Man, there's a lot to talk about. Let's start, because I don't want it to get it left. Like, we can get to the Fred VanVleet injury. We could get to, football
stuff. We want
Rondello? Let's start there. That's where I wanted to start. The Liberty fired their head coach after they had no business getting eliminated. They shouldn't have gotten eliminated, but they did.
I mean, Stewie not 100%.
Stewie hasn't been 100% all year.
Stewie balled out in game three, but
It's That's still it, like she's been the Liberty. Was we talking 4 years with the Liberty? And they dropped her. They fired her 2 days after a reporter asked, "Should she be fired?"
Clearly, that reporter knew something.
Yeah, I think the reporter was a plant. Maybe don't ask. Maybe don't ask Stewie. Maybe don't ask Stewie if her coach should be fired.
Because Stewie and Sandy Brondello are like this.
Mm-hmm.
Peas and carrots. Do not ask Brianna Stewart if one of the reasons that she's even on that team is should be fired. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I don't know if you guys are peeping this, but like for those who grew up in the Pac-10, the Pac-12, like, my mom was not feeling me going to Arizona State. Why? Because it's a party school, right? Mm-hmm. It's a school where nobody's doing a lick of work. They're just partying and getting drunk, and there's pools at the dorms. And if you want to get a degree that's not really doing anything at all, like if you're an athlete or even not, and you just want a fake degree, criminal justice is, like, one of the most, like, fake degrees you can get.
Dang.
So if you go to ASU.
Apologies to all the criminal justice majors out there.
Sorry. I'm sure that there's a way to get education in that field, but most of the people skirting the degree, skirting going to class, they're the criminal justice majors. A lot of football players doing that. Okay. So if you go to ASU and then you also get a criminal justice degree, I don't think your mental's really there. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're like a particularly smart guy or gal. The GM, Jonathan Kolb of the New York Liberty, Arizona State grad, criminal justice. Why are you running the Liberty?
What is the answer to that question?
Because he's friends with the size.
I see.
It's a Nepo move. He's micromanaging his little ass off on one of the greatest coaches that we've seen. Only just wins championships. She goes to Phoenix, wins a chip. A couple chips. Goes to New York, wins their very first chip. They're plagued with injuries all year long. They really started the year 9-0, their best offense in the league, best defense in the league, best point differential in the league. Then Jonquel goes down. She's gone for a minute. They're struggling. Then Breanna Stewart goes down. They're really struggling. When Jonquel comes back, Sabrina's been in and out of the lineup all year. Like 1 year off of a championship run, you get eliminated in game three against the Mercury, who, by the way, are not a scrub squad. And you just say, deucing? That's crazy to me.
It is.
I think she won one championship in.
Oh, just one.
They
yeah.
were with Phoenix. They were like 29 and 5 that year. Like, they were insanely good.
Dominant.
But she is a good coach, and she's really well-liked. So this move is a bit odd, and the direction that they go from here will certainly be interesting.
Who do you get that the fan base is going to accept?
No idea.
Noah Quinn?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
That shouldn't will have been not fired. Be acceptable. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because of her relationship with Stewie? As an assistant? I mean, I guess. I don't think that's a great move. Noel Quinn has done nothing compared to Sandy Brondello. No shade to Noel Quinn. Also, nobody has done less with more this year than Noel Quinn. Like, you had 7 players on the in the rotation who are really freaking good, and you had to get 1 Erica Wheeler mid-range last game of the season just to get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
No idea what that's about.
Well, people trying to get a hold of you.
By the way, no idea
what that's about. It was a Santa Monica number. Hope it's not people asking to make a bio.
You know, they're criminal justice majors. That's who it is.
By the way, I'm not sure.
What are you talking about?
I'm not sure if that shot went in or not. The lights
because the lights went out.
I'm talking about the last game of the season, not in the postseason, but they needed an Erica Wheeler mid-range at the end of the game just to get into the playoffs and not have the Sparks go and jump them. So, I mean, you're talking about a team where Skylar Diggins said, this is the most talented team I've ever been a part of, and you barely squeak in. Just a team that's clearly not prepared on a night-to-night basis. They play down to their competition all the time. Lost a lot of fourth-quarter leads. Not a lot of out-of-bounds plays late in the game. Didn't really get executed. I mean, there's a lot of coaching-related things that you could say. And honestly, I don't really have any insight into what was going on there culturally, but there's been rumors swirling about for now 2 seasons that the Storm have had some sort of friction, and Noel Quinn was alleged in that in a negative way. Nothing came of it, but again, I don't know. So, different situation than Sandy Brondello.
How do the Fever keep winning games? Like, their team has been decimated by, like, season-ending injuries. And here they are, like a couple of wins away from the WNBA Finals.
I called them the Tyson Fury of the WNBA.
KC's leading.
Yeah, I definitely hate them now.
Yeah, I mean, you can, you know what I mean? You can hit them as hard as you possibly can where they look like they're seeing stars and they're going down and that's the end. And they just get right up and they win. I don't know how they continue to do it. I think, number one, it starts with Kelsey Mitchell. Everything that they've asked her to do, every hole in the roster, she has stepped in and plugged. right? You need her to distribute, she can distribute. You need her to bring the ball up as a true point guard, she can do that. You need her to get you 30, she can do that. You need her to defend, she can do that. And so,
Kelsey Mitchell from the Ohio State University. Okay.
From the Ohio State.
You too, settle down. The hell?
Just pointing it out.
Michigan man. So I think that's a key piece. She's so fast. She gets into these pockets of the defense and is able to hit mid-range shots. She can go from coast to coast in like 4.5 seconds. And that on a team like the Aces, where they've got guards who are older, maybe don't have as much stamina to be putting up with someone that fast. Mm. And then that ends up putting a lot of pressure on Asia down low to try to defend the rim. And then Asia's got her own problems on the other side of the floor, because you got Aaliyah Boston putting her elbow onto her all game long, making it super. I mean, they're just a very physical, chippy team, and they send bodies at Asia. They did what I felt like Seattle needed to do, which is like just continue to irritate Asia and not just let her go face up on you one-on-one, because that's what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. So it was not just Aaliyah, it was Natasha Howard. You had just multiple players making life difficult for her. And then on the other side of things, she was pretty much the only defense that they had. So it wasn't surprising that the Fever won, on top of the fact that Asia had just won her fourth MVP. So they had been doing all the fanfare and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you should give an MVP away in the middle of the playoffs right at that type of a moment, right before your first game of the series. That's kind of tough.
That's what they do, though. Like, yeah. It's kind of, I mean,
but
it's
still,
I mean, that is what they do. I just think that's like, it's, it takes,
I understand. Yeah, I understand. That maybe a tradition that should have died with Dirk having to come back after his team got eliminated and
poor Dirk
get his MVP award.
Poor Dirk.
But I will say this, because you're right, you're 100% correct when you talk about the Fever. It's a tough team. They're tougher than a $2 steak. My girl, Kelsey Mitchell, she's a,
can
she's
we put a number of times you're allowed to use that phrase? Like, no. Nope. All right.
Tougher than my mom's pork chops. Don't make them tonight. We don't want them. We're doing pork meatballs. She's gonna get on me.
Yep. Yeah, she absolutely is.
And very impressive in game one. It's aces and four. Aces and four, man.
I think you're writing them off a little bit.
And they are not writing back.
They're handling business tonight, and we'll finish it off in Indiana.
I can tell you this. They're not getting two games at Gainbridge. I can tell you that right now.
Watch what we do.
You're not getting two back-to-back at Gainbridge.
We're going to have Tyrese Halliburton look like he was looking on Saturday at Gainbridge.
You called the turnaround when I was there for Damian's birthday. Literally, you were like, I think the A's. I was like, no. What are you saying? No, you called it.
I said, Tristan, they're going to win like 17 straight, bro.
Settle down, LeKenny.
You said it that way.
AJ had this look in her eye, man. I was like, she's going to reel off like 16, 17 in a row.
That point, I said to my dog, TK, I said, they about to reel off 16 straight.
I remember when I saw Asia, she was 5.5 years old, man. I was like, yo, that's going to be the one right there.
She's going to win four MVPs, and there she's going to take that team on a 16-game winning streak. When she was 5 years old, I said that.
I saw it. Yeah. I saw it. You know, you can see it. When you know ball.
Oh, great. Great. Morphed into another impression. Terrific. What's your finals prediction?
WNBA, I got the Lynx winning it all. Mm-hmm. I think it's Lynx, Aces. Guys, I've got a confession.
All right, Usher.
So I might have gotten some information about the MVP and was like, okay, I don't know if this is real or not, but this is a rumor. Okay. And then I'm like, okay, I'm looking for the MVP number. And the MVP number I thought was there, right? Mm-hmm. Plus 290 for Asia to win MVP. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's kind of a crazy number for Asia to win MVP, since it's like voting's already done. And I check, actually, I go back, and I put a lot of money on it. like probably more than I normally, like a lot more than I would normally put on it on any bet ever. And turns out it was Asia Finals MVP. Oh. Big distinction. A huge distinction.
Yeah.
So I need, this is what I need. Number one, I need the Aces to win tonight so that I can take a little fever to win the series.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could pretty much get back almost all the money,
mm-hmm.
no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Secondarily, I need Asia to have the game of her life in game one of the finals so that I can just cash the hell out and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's tough out here on these streets.
Mm.
So am I correct in understanding what took place here?
It was a mistake.
Yes, but did you get insider information? Was this like insider trading? And you thought...
No, I mean, I heard a rumor.
All right, man. Okay.
I heard a rumor.
Okay. No, isn't that an 80s song by like Bananarama or something like that?
That I heard a rumor?
Yeah.
Rumor has it.
Well, there's
it's
that too.
It's an Adele song. Yeah. Yep.
Well,
there's rumors by the Timex Social Club. And then we just placing wagers based on all of this stuff, huh?
Listen, here we go. That's okay. What it was. It was a rumor. Right. It was a rumor by someone informed.
That
okay.
It's even more dicier.
Yep. Again, insider trading.
Listen, nothing happened about it. Honestly, you couldn't because they shut the bets down.
Well, you
right
placed
away.
The wrong wager.
Yeah, because the bet was gone. I thought the bet was gone. I was just so fast trying to get it. Just no. so quick. My mom goes, did you just put all that money into a DraftKings account? I said, how'd you know that? She's like, I just figured based on how you've been acting this week. But that's where that money came from. Mm. I said, yep, that's what happened.
Trista's going to be connecting from the streets just with like a little blanket outside because the bet went wrong. And
like, Ollie's not getting any more kibble for a while.
Man.
I might have to talk to Trista off air.
Okay. All right. Save your yeah. offshore activities for
can
when
you still get it offshore?
Okay.
Oh, man.
I have
obviously
no clue.
It's over. Yeah, it's over. When did you? I would love to know when the offshore books closed up. Because this occurred on Thursday.
Mm.
I think the announcement.
The announcement
came
was
Sunday.
Wasn't it Thursday? No, it couldn't have been Sunday.
Well, that's,
no,
that's when the video
Asia was told from BAM on Friday.
Oh, okay.
And then Asia's the announcement from Shams, which, by the way, how do you guys feel about Shams breaking WNBA news?
He's
okay
that's
with
that.
Fine.
He's
like he's got sources everywhere.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of WNBA folks, not me, because you know I ride for my guy Shams. Very upset about it.
Who's the WNBA?
Well, I'm sorry.
Shams?
What'd you want? Doug Feinberg to break it? Get out of my face.
Terica, whatever her name is.
No, man.
It.
No, I'm sorry.
Monica McNutt. Like
no.
All these, you know, the ones.
No.
The ones.
No.
The ones.
Shams,
no.
Shams.
Be better. If Monica had it, she should have broke it.
Shams is the.
I should have broke it. Me.
Well.
I should have been like, the MVP is.
What? Well, see.
I should have.
See, that was the insider information that she had. And you didn't break it.
Shams,
yeah, the rumor, obviously.
Shams is.
It was a rumor.
Is Bam. Bam out of bio called her and was like, hey, I heard a rumor Asia's winning the MVP.
I heard a rumor.
I got to fly. Got to get to the
last night in bed
facilities.
That Asia was getting MVP4.
Yeah, yeah.
Shams is the basketball reporter right now. I know maybe you should or whatever, but I don't make a distinction between NBA, WNBA, college.
Mm-hmm.
If it's basketball, it's Shams right now. Somebody else can get into that lane, but.
I had a GM tell me, actually two people from two different NBA teams tell me, you know, there's teams that really miss Woj. And I said, okay. I said, oh, okay, nice. That's good to know.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, there's open spot. Somebody's going to take it. And I said, I'm sure somebody will. And they said, could be you.
Oh.
And I said, it's not going to be me, Doug. Could you imagine? Could you imagine me breaking news with no opinion? What?
See, that's the other thing. Like, you literally can't have an opinion.
Yeah, I live for having an opinion. Live for it.
You got to be straight down by the book, down the middle, if you're Shams.
I mean, and then you've got to also say, deal facilitated by Mark Bartlestein. Good job, Mark Bartlestein. You've got to still be kind of like a little on the schmoozy side.
Absolutely.
But you can't say, well, this deal makes no sense. You
know stupid ass like, trade by the Rockets to the to the Kings.
Yeah, like Zach Levine to the Kings. Chicago gets X, Y, or Z. And then like I put like a mustache on and then I do a second video. And it's like, what are the Kings thinking right now?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You imagine the tweet comes out. Hey, wait till you read this. These idiots in Sacramento traded ... No, these idiots in Sacramento traded Tyrese Halliburton. Can you believe this?
These dweebs.
Reports. Yeah, reports. These idiots.
Yeah.
Sources.
These idiots. This antisocial general manager just traded Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh my God.
TK, though.
I did hear something about that guy Comanche. I heard some stuff. Anyway.
I'm just saying
there was a new reporting has come out and that was wild. I just want to say that was,
I guess, wild. For some it was.
Is she talking?
No,
are you talking?
Not
she,
wild.
You're talking about the New York Times report.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what I say.
I'm telling you, some people had talked about this New York Times article like it was going to be the death of Sacramento. And it finally came out and I was like, where is it? This is it.
I was talking to somebody.
I guess everybody didn't know.
I was talking to somebody over the weekend. Yeah. And how long have we heard about this New York, me and you?
Months. During the season.
Yeah. I think the reason why it took so long is they thought they had more and they didn't. Mm. And they kept looking. And
it's like, nope, she just makes bad choices.
Yeah. I don't think anything else was there. So they finally, and to put it out on a Friday, They're like, ah, we've been working on this. I guess we should put it out. We don't have nothing left. Like, we've turned over every rock, every stone.
Just put the article out.
Put it out on a Friday. It's gone already. Not in real life, but like in the, you know, the cycle.
I almost made it such a bad joke. See, that's why I could never be a newsbreaker. All I want to do is crack jokes. And then, you know, it's like, you know, who's gone?
To go back to, real quick, call back to a conversation we had last week. You know how much of that Fever Aces game I watch?
Zero. None.
And the killer about it is they had such a great week, the WNBA did. Like, once you got away from NFL.
Why didn't you put it on your ESPN multi-box?
Well, I was doing other stuff around the house, getting ready to go to Reese's baseball stuff. So, at that point, it's easier to just throw on Red Zone. Because if something catches my ear, I could just turn around and see what's going on. But the WNBA had such a great week. Like, once they got away from the NFL last week, and it was Wednesday, Thursday, they had these deciding games. Like, it was a great week, great momentum going into this next round. And, yeah, they just kind of lost a little bit of that on Sunday.
And, like, if you're going to watch a game opposite the NFL, WNBA game, because it's inevitable that you may end up running into it just based on scheduling, would you rather skip out on the NFL for a game one? Or skip out on the NFL for a game five. I would rather personally skip out on the NFL for a game five.
Right.
It's like, this one's really impactful. It's important. This was like, I watched it. I was locked in. But I also had a podcast that night to talk about it. If I didn't, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, but it's also like, I mean, would I love to tap into game five of the Aces and Fever? Absolutely. But if the 49ers are playing the Jaguars at the same time,
yep.
It's not about my interest. It's about the interest of the people who are listening to this. And unfortunately, I'm gonna have to watch the Raiders too. It's just the
gross
name of the game, and I'm not trying to be like I. It's just the Raiders are in a tough spot.
You know what? You got that's
love
a good
that fan
call.
Base.
You need the Monarchs. Yeah. Let's bring back the Monarchs, and then maybe things change.
At least the WNBA, as I look in the schedule, are bright enough not to have any game fives on a Sunday. Only game fours are scheduled for Sunday. So that means game five probably on Tuesday, if necessary, for these two series. But, yeah, do better.
Just
flip the calendar. Just do it. Flip the calendar. Come on. Let's go. It's time.
Are the Rockets screwed?
Let's go that way. Okay.
I got a take.
Okay.
Not saying they're the same player. Not saying they're any close to the same player or same situation or that the Rockets are going to win the championship. But what if Reed Sheppard is this Rockets version of Rondo with the Celtics?
Is this your son talking?
No, Reed
Sheppard. Do you crowdsource your takes through your son?
He's a big Reed Sheppard guy, isn't he?
His boy is Rob Dillingham.
Oh, Rob Dillingham. Yeah. That's right.
His boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Reed Sheppard, he'd be like, yeah. But I mean that saying, I'll ask both of you guys this. If there was one team, and I'm thinking defensively, that you'd be like, this would be okay if Reed Sheppard was our starting point guard because of everything else we have around him. It might be the Rockets, right? When you talk about the length, that's at the athleticism of KD.
Yeah, maybe even like the Celtics with everybody healthy.
A team like that where like Reed is like considerably the smallest guy.
Or the Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't want to say he's Rondo. I'm not saying that. But I think you can get away with a young, smaller point guard who might be able to give you the same type of offensive production eventually during the season that Van Fleet would because of what you have around him with Thompson, with KD, with what's my power forward who just got paid? I'm drawing a blank.
Jalen.
Jabari.
Jabari.
You got Jabari there. Like, I think you might be able to get away with it with Reed, especially if he ends up having like a jump in his offense production.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty small. He's pretty small, and he's really young. And I think probably the best bet is to see what you have with him and maybe go out and get like a Malcolm Brogdon or a Marcus Smart.
Malcolm Brogdon just signed with someone. Was it the Knicks?
It was.
I thought he signed with the Knicks. That must have just happened, huh?
Maybe over the weekend. It was relatively recently.
Okay, got it.
I remember seeing it because I was like, good. Now we don't have to hear about him coming to Sacramento.
I said reunite Russ and KD.
Oh, wow. No.
Whatever, man.
So we know that Kenny will always stump for the guys that are the Jalen Greens, the Zach Levines.
I like Zach. I like Jalen.
The all bucket getting team. Mm-hmm. But Jordan you're Poole. What, Jordan
like Jordan Poole.
Poole.
I like Jordan
that,
Poole.
That boy's nice. The one blind spot that you have, Damian, is very obviously Russell Westbrook. Like, very obviously. It's just so, and the Chatty House has to back me up. Because if it's like somebody who, like, if there's a hole in the back, like, backup unit as a guy, it's like, Russell Westbrook would be perfect right here.
It would be.
To be fair to Damian, Russell Westbrook was pretty good last year. When he was
okay.
Good.
He would give you something so good, and then like maybe the next play would be like, ooh, Russ, no.
So here's the thing about the Rockets. Like, we can have this conversation for fun all we want to. They're not signing anyone. They can't sign anyone. The only way they can acquire anyone is through a trade. Mm-hmm. And yep. I think they've pretty much made it clear. They might be thinking along the lines of what you just laid out. They're not doing that. Bobby Marks laid out why they're not signing anyone, and then the idea that they're going to trade someone for what essentially is a
gap year,
one-off point guard, probably isn't going to be the case. They're going to work with It's not going to be the case. They're going to work with the group they had, and they might run with the idea that you just laid out right there.
Yeah, and I think that's probably fair, and they might even use Amen as a distributor. But then you're losing a lot of three-point shooting. Yeah. Losing all of Fred VanVleet's shooting. At least with Reed, he's a good pull-up three-point shooter. He's got a little wiggle to his game. He's actually a good scorer.
Well, not to laugh at the term again, but Fred VanVleet's primarily, like, the one of the things he's best at is he's the organizer.
He's the organizer.
He's the guy who can kind of get everything in order for
literally
that team.
Invented that term.
Yeah, like, I mean, he was the first player I ever heard it used for, and
the table setter.
Yeah, well, that's an old term, but it works. Like, it all applies, and he's really good at that. That's going to be a hard position to just replace. But you know,
especially at that age. Well, like, Reed Schipper's very young.
But you know who could do it. It's the guy they traded. Yeah. Kevin Durant could do it. Absolutely, Kevin Durant.
He can initiate the offense all day, every day, baby. He doesn't have to play the four, but he might need to get a little bit more endurance and shape. I don't think he's been the initiator primarily for a minute now.
Yeah. There's not a lot of organizing needed when you say, hey, 35, get on the wing. I'm passing you the ball. Mm-hmm. You go to work.
Hey, look, do that. I already have the ball.
Yeah, he's literally bringing the ball up and getting into it.
Yeah.
Getting the ball to Şengün, getting the ball to Steven Adams, going to work on his own, going post midi fadeaway, one leg, easy money.
Sniping.
Bottoms. Yeah. Sniping.
I also think that you start off and see what's going on with Reed and how that works. And if it works for you, and you still got some trade chips, like I'm not saying you want to and you need to do this, but you still got two of the three and maybe a couple picks, two of the three between Jayshon Tate, Cam Whitmore, and Tara Eason, and picks.
Isn't Cam Whitmore gone?
Is he gone?
Yes.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, well, you ain't got Cam Whitmore no more.
He went to Wizards.
Okay.
He went to the Wizards for 2 second-round picks.
Well, I would say, too, you probably don't want to get rid of Terry Eason, but if you need to, and I don't even think, well, if you need a point guard, I don't even think you need somebody that is the quality that you would get in a Terry Eason return. Like, you don't need that type of player. You need, see if you can get Drew Holiday from Portland or something like that.
Not getting him.
Get that type of guy. We were talking about the Blazers the other day. I think it's time to, this trade, like, it's time to kind of make a move with some of these guys. See if you can land a big fish with some of these excess players that you have. You already did it with Anthony, but get Jeremy Grant out of there.
We've been trying to move Jeremy Grant for 3 years now. People are not biting. Jeremy Grant's money makes people not want to give anything for him.
Why did y'all sign that deal? What was the point in that?
It was really for Dame. Mm. And it was a handshake deal when you got him from Detroit. And you knew that deal was going to happen to make that trade. Dame wanted him because they played on Team USA together. And then, like, you sign the deal, and I want to say 72 hours later, if not less, Dame asked for a trade. Because I was like, oh, Jeremy Grant got a deal? That means Dame's not getting traded. Dame's not going to ask out.
Mm. Surprise.
But he's back now, bitches. He's back, and he's happy. And he admitted it was a bad decision. Mm-hmm. And he said, listen, I should have just stuck to my 10 toes down and have my shield up and taken the beatings. It wasn't all roses and cheese curds in Milwaukee. I'm happy to be home.
Beer.
Yeah. Beer.
Yeah.
Probably lots of Call of Duty.
Yeah, he's not playing, though.
Yeah, so? He's going to be he's a great leader.
Is he threatening to play like Jason Tatum is?
No. What is that?
I'm not rolled out for the year. I don't know what y'all talking about.
All right, Tatum.
I thought it was hilarious that Jaylen Brown called Jason Tatum, called every teammate in his phone, and no one answered. And then Jeff Teague called Tatum, and he immediately answered. It's like, oh, well, that is revelatory.
What's this dude want? Ugh. Ravens play the Chiefs on Sunday. Are you out on the loser?
Oh, I'm already out on the Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm already out on them. They have no running game. I mean, it's Isaiah Pacheco is just not himself. I don't know if he ever will be himself again, but coming off that injury, he sucks. Kareem Hunt? No. Kareem Hunt's doing absolutely zero. You've got Tyquan Thornton as your number one wide receiver and an old, crusty Hollywood Brown.
Damn.
And yes, and you got, see, this is why I couldn't break the news. And then you got a Travis Kelce who's out here hurting his own teammates. You've got Xavier Worthy in, out. Is he coming back ever? 5 weeks, 6? Who knows? You've got the suspension to Rashee Rice. Really, all you have is Steve Spagnuolo in that defense. And Patrick Mahomes doing anything he can to sort of make magic happen. That it's just not, it's like kind of like a little bit like the Liberty in the sense of like, not that they won last year because they didn't, but they've been dominant and they have the pieces and all these players. But then you kind of peel back the onion and you're like, oh, well, they really don't have this player or this player's not really any good anymore. This player's probably ready to retire. So I think it's going to be one of those seasons where, yeah, maybe they'll make the playoffs because they're not going to win the division. The Chargers are going to win the division. I think the Chargers are like minus 200 to win the West right now after their win over the Broncos. And so, okay, you got a wild card spot. No, I'm out. The Ravens, they're way too talented to be playing this poopy of football.
But are they playing poopy football?
Yeah, their defense is giving up like 30 points a game.
So that's different for them. Like, that's not something that normally happens with them.
Yes, exactly. Like, you're talking about a team, a unit, and they've had some injuries too. But this is a top 5 defensive unit in the league. And they are second to last in points allowed per game. Yeah. And they're fumbling. I mean, and a couple of those fumbles, Derrick Henry didn't really just – so they got punched out. But you can't let them get punched out. You got to have better ball security. Giving up a football in your own
you're Derrick Henry. Like you
you're Derrick Henry.
Yeah, you can't.
People
you
shouldn't
can't.
Be able to punch a football out on you. What? So you're giving up 17 points in the fourth quarter to the Lions? I'm sorry. You should be giving up 17 points total to the Lions.
Mm.
So you've just got an offense that's also kind of clunky, right? Like they don't have a ton of weapons. I don't believe in Rashad Bateman. I definitely don't believe in this version of DeAndre Hopkins. Mark Andrews is old. Like you got Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers is okay, but very inconsistent. So it's just Derrick Henry and Lamar. And those are two key, huge pieces. I'm not giving any shade to that, but like, you probably should be better than 1-2, though.
I agree. I mean, you should have gotten you. I would
you
have expected
Buffalo.
Them to get one of those two games,
you had
Buffalo, or Detroit, and that's why I'm not writing them off as a championship contender.
No,
with
no.
this loss, and even if they lost against Kansas City, I wouldn't write them off as a championship contender.
I think Buffalo has a much – I mean, Buffalo. I think Baltimore has a much better roster and path than Kansas City does. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe in Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo more than I do Harbaugh. Harbaugh's made some awful decisions down the stretch. Really, in a bunch of clutch time situations over the years. It's kind of egregious. But I would say – in terms of like just overall picture, I believe more in Baltimore. Because you can say like the Bills are another AFC championship caliber team.
Mm-hmm.
They're a Super Bowl contender. The Lions are a Super Bowl contender. But like the teams that Kansas City has looked like against, you barely beat the Giants. Just, what? Like Russell Wilson on the heels of that game got benched for Jackson Dart and you barely beat them.
That's so, it's, you know what's really funny to think about? And I just realized, this isn't trying to throw shade or be funny. He threw for 450 yards against the Dallas Cowboys.
Stop it. No, that is really not okay to say. That's not okay to say. We're not in the picture. We traded away Micah Parsons. This team defensively is ass.
Oh.
No, it's worse than ass.
So bad.
It's unwashed ass. It is terrible. Yeah. 450 yards, and they still said, nah, bro, hey, you stink, man. You got to go. Like, it was, dude threw for 450 yards, and it was literally so useless. They were like, yeah, you're fired. Get out of here. We signed you for Sierra. We were hoping she'd do halftime. We thought you'd at least make it to week 6.
Damn.
And guess what? I don't think that the Giants are going to be really any better with any quarterback just based on how bad this offensive line is.
Well,
you have no running game. Like, you got Cam Scataboo out here catching 6 balls. Pause. I mean, he's not like an elite running back at all. And I
no,
like Cam Scataboo.
He's not. He's I mean, you see some short, like, there's a reason he went to like Arizona State and Sac State and like all that. Like, he's like a little on the shorter side. He's kind of a smaller back.
A little bowling ball.
Yeah. But like, he can be effective. I think this Giants team has components. I think they like each other. I think they're kind of fun. But they stink. Like, they're not.
Yeah, they stink.
They're
the
not good.
The defense is really good. Their pass rush is really good. They've got players there.
They're,
but offensively, they are trash.
Their defense could wind up being great. It's just, I think they're going to be on the field a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to, I don't know if it's, like, the Giants might lose the, you know, time of possession battle for the next 15 weeks.
I agree. And then you start getting into the standpoint of, like, fatigue, injuries, defense guys start going out for multiple weeks, defense as a whole erodes, and now you're really trash vomit.
And you got a rookie quarterback that, like, you're going to put him out there, but this is a rookie. You don't expect him to understand.
We'll give him the Al Pacino speech.
Go just, back.
No, wasn't calling for an impression.
Go just, back like you're playing in the hood.
Yeah, well, I don't know what hood Jackson Dart ever played in, but hey, just go throw the ball. Like, seriously, hey, if I'm Brian Daboll, listen, I'm going to be fired anyways. Just go throw the ball to the open guy. Have fun. Move the ball down the field.
Tell him to run to the light pole.
tell it's him actually, to run.
It's actually like not a bad impression of Al Pacino. Like, it's not said, like, Al Pacino's a horrible, like, over actor. Like, he overacts. Like, what was the movie? He won, I think he won an Oscar for it. Hoorah! Sin of a Woman.
Oh yeah,
the movie's very good.
Yeah,
and Al Pacino's incredible. When you go back and you watch it, you go like, "All right, man, like the hell is this?" Like, what? But he got it because he's like playing a blind guy. That's what he got the Academy Award for. I was thinking like Al Pacino's such an over actor.
He's got a bad temper in every movie.
Every single one.
Like he just starts he yells every at single people. One. At
you
some
think
point
it's like because of Scarface that he just like continued with overacting after that?
Oh, that's a good call. That's a good call because it might have
really
started with Scarface.
That,
yeah, it might have started with Scarface.
Say hello to my little friend. And you're like, yo, easy, dude. No one talks like that. They just kill you. That's all they do. They just kill you.
Was Scarface before The Godfather?
No, it was after.
Because he was pretty calm in The Godfather.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was the picture.
Like,
but that was the picture of that. That was Michael Corleone. He was Sonny was the hothead.
Yeah, but Michael would lose it. Remember, he lost it on his wife, and then he
yeah. But those were few and far between. There's like two times in three movies. Every time I went out, they pulled me back. I love The Godfather. Like, that is. No, like I actually love The Godfather. No, no, no. I've actually seen all three versions of The Godfather. I even saw the version where they took Godfather 2 and put all of the flashback episodes first so the movies aired in chronological order.
I
saw that version. Nah, you got to see the regular one first. You have to see it the way it was intended first.
I have to see 3?
Oh,
he's got it. There's nothing wrong with 3. Other than Francis Ford Coppola's daughter. That's the only or is it Francis Ford? Yeah, it's Francis Ford Coppola's daughter.
And I saw 3, but I was too young to remember.
You know what? I take that back. You could skip 3. The plot in 3 is so weird. Like, the Vatican Church is involved. I don't actually know what the hell the plot in Godfather 3 is. Mm. It has something to do with, like, the church and the Vatican. You could skip 3.
Okay.
Just watch Godfather 1 and 2 the way they're intended, mm-hmm. and then watch what's called the Godfather Saga, where they air the flashback scenes first, and it airs in chronological
like when they're
order.
In Italy, they play that first.
Yep.
That actually
so, like,
cool.
All of the Robert De Niro scenes, basically, are first.
That sounds dope.
They say that the main plot is Michael's redemption attempt.
All right, ChatGPT. I know what the idea is.
The main plot is.
But what is there's something involving the church that gets really confusing.
He tries to secure control of a major European real estate company through the Vatican Bank, and that would give his family legitimate international power. But it exposes him to Vatican corruption and dangerous rivals.
You know, Dusty Baker's on his way to the studio hearing this right now. Dusty, we're sorry.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Dusty's going to be here in 15 minutes.
Dusty. Yo, I'm such a huge Dusty Baker fan.
That's my boy.
Pop back in and say hi.
Living in D.C., you know?
We've got to go. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, just open a bottle of this 2022 Pinot Noir.
There we go.
Dusty Baker, Baker Family Wines on his way into the studio. My man Chick, the actual winemaker, on his way in here too. We're going to have a good time. I'm making a mess over here. It's my bad.
It's all good.
Sorry, Seth.
That's who you got to answer to, Seth.
No, sorry, man. I got it. But yeah, we ready to cook. We ready to cook, man.
I got to get a couple of those in the, never mind.
In the wine fridge?
No, see, I was going to say, man. No, because then it's going to open up all,
rich people have wine fridge. I don't have a wine fridge. Jesse, do you have a wine fridge on the registry? I didn't see it.
No, we don't.
No?
We don't even have wine.
Damn. Well, we'll send you home with a bottle. You got to at least have some
wine. Yeah, maybe some of that Baker Family wine.
Yeah, we'll send you home with some of that stuff. Are you a wine drinker? Do you like wine?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to waste a bottle on you then. I get you getting married and all, but geez. Does Crystal wear her ring?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's better. That's what I pay for.
Yeah. Well,
it'd be like that.
I get it.
Speaking of.
I get it.
Got to get some air horns.
Okay.
Happy anniversary, my wife. Jazzy 510. Happy anniversary, babe. I love you.
Happy anniversary, Jazz. 30 years you guys have been together with a 2-year-old. That's amazing.
Started over.
Good for you. Did we decide after we're done?
Oh, yeah. We're done.
Okay.
I'm too old to be having kids again.
No. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Some would say you were too old 2 years ago, but yeah.
They might not have been wrong.
I don't know. I think you needed Ryan.
I definitely needed my
baby girl. I think you needed Ryan, man.
Yeah, she completes the family.
There you go.
She completes the
family.
Love that.
That's terrific.
Although we went to the Sac State game on Saturday, and it was me, Jazz, and Reese, and we were like, when was the last time it was just us three? Like, it's been obviously at least 2 years. But, that's how it was for a while. And then Ryan came through and changed the game. That's my little girl, right?
How does Reese adjust to that? Like, he spent a lot of his life by himself.
Yeah, I think he wanted the sibling. He was a big proponent of it. And Reese is like me. He doing his thing. He ain't really he don't let anything going on with Ryan or anything that's going on really phase what he's got going on, so he's fine.
I was taking the kids to school this morning, and Morgan, 4-year-old, swear to God, says, I want a baby sister.
Oh.
And I said, oh, yeah? She's like, yeah. I was like, who could help you with that? Like, where do we get one of those? She goes, well, you. I was like, oh, I don't. It's like, I don't know. And thankfully, Audrey, the 11-year-old, was still in the car. And I said, I think Audrey has enough baby sisters. And she immediately goes, yeah. Because she's at the stage where Morgan her can't do any, like, she is just constantly annoyed with her little sister. So I knew she would be right there to bail me out. There's no way she was going to say, yeah, I need another one. No, we need five girls as siblings. No.
Like, it might not be five girls, might be Gunner.
No, there's no babies.
Gunner Barling sounds like he plays third base for the Baltimore Orioles.
Gunner's funny because that name has been picked up and used. Like,
Lil Gunner.
And I don't know how or why you landed on Gunner.
Gunner's a cool name.
Gunner sounds like Brock's brother. Like, it's awful. And so, yeah, there's no...
Imagine Damien Yow's with Gunner today.
Me and Gunner
going to the Sac State game.
Gunner's a cool name.
This is what I said. It's going to need it to be blacker. So if it's going to be Doug Gunner.
Doug Gunner.
It'll be Doug Gunner Barley.
And I think he was sick. I mean, I think he actually passed too. I thought it was really cool. Boomer Esiason's son was Cannon, wasn't it?
Oh, is that right?
I think it was. And he had some ailment. Because I remember they were on this cover of Sports Illustrated. That's why I remember it. When the kid was a baby or a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his name was Cannon. Boomer and Cannon. I thought that was cool.
That is cool. But my name isn't, I don't even know what goes with Gunner.
Gunner works. He's laying the groundwork for the lineage.
Of course, quarterback for Oklahoma.
Of course, he absolutely sounds like an Oklahoma quarterback. And then he'll be Reese's future co-host. Gunner and Reese, 6 to 10 on ESPN 1320.
Gunner and Reese.
In here talking about why the Kings can't get it together. And why did they trade for Zach LaVine Jr.?
Nothing's been the same since that and the India trip.
Gunner and Reese talking about the India trip.
Just haven't recovered.
Well, Anjali will own the team by then, I'm sure. So who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? No more kids. We're actually taking precautions to ensure that doesn't
happen. Well, got to do what you got to do.
It's scheduled for the day of the Kings opener in the Montana game.
Oh, that's an action-packed day.
So if your boy is in here with frozen corn and peas, you know, I'm just trying to get ready for the game that night. Because I told Jason Ross last night, I was like, hey, which one of these are you going to? He's like, I'm going to Montana. I was like, honestly, I think that's what we're doing too.
Yeah.
Because we'll just go to the Laker game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know home openers is a vibe, but you said it perfect. It's the Jazz. Like, I've been to home openers before. It's fun. But in the end, once you get past the start, it's just another game.
Yeah.
I want to be at the Sac State Montana game on ESPN2. Mm-hmm. So I'll gingerly walk the track there and go over to the Sky River area and watch that game and then try to hit up the Lakers on Sunday.
I think I might stay around. I might stay around for tip off because I think the Kings are 7, Sac State is 7:30. So I'll stick around, pregame, champagne and campaign a little bit, schmooze, see the tip off, see the excitement, then head on out of there. But I'm texting you something right now.
Well, you could just tell me because Dusty Baker's here, so we're going to. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And that's Montana.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sorry, home opener gonna have to miss. Home opener. Just make sure we got plenty of frozen corn and peas here, so I'm ready to walk. I'm ready to make that Sac State walk.
You get the where we get the drinks. Just put it in there in that ice.
Yeah. Ice chest. Right. Don't nobody heat these peas up. I'm going to need them. Dusty Baker is here. We got the wine open, man. We're going to have a good time here talking with Dusty Baker next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.